朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们永远不能够忘记神的爱，不能够忘记救主为我们死在十字架上。
We should never forget the love of God. We should never forget the love of a Savior who gave His life on the cross.
所以唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，神就他就为我们死。他说，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And yes, that God demonstrated His own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书八章三十二节告诉我们。
And Romans 8 chapter 32 tells us.
他说，神既然不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面有太多的经文，我没有时间去引用。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many scriptures in the Bible that I cannot have the time to use them all.
讲到在基督里，在基督里，在基督里，他所赐给我们所有的祝福和伟大的救恩。
It speaks of in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. What an immense blessing that we have received in Christ.
今天在他儿子的里面，我们不仅仅得到了天上各样属灵的福气。
In His Son, not only have we received all the blessings from the heavenly realms.
我们也承受了父神。本性一切的丰富，
but we receive all the fullness of the nature of God.
而且我们也承受了一个巨荣耀的前途。
And we have one of the most glorious future.
弟兄姊妹，有一天我们都要回家。
Brothers and sisters, one day we're all going to go home.
回到父的那里去。
We're going to go to our Father's house.
昨天早上我们读属天道路先锋的时候，我们讲的这个地就像这个讲台一样。
Yesterday we were studying the forerunners of the spiritual journey.
我们是自天而来的一般人。
This earth, as this pulpit, we are as those people who came from heaven above.
我们是从神生的。
We were born of God.
我们在地上是客旅，是寄居的，穿过这个世界。
We are sojourners. We are pilgrims going through this land.
有一天我们都要回到父那里去。
And one day we're all going to return back to our Father.
我们自天而来，为天而活，向天而去。
We came from heaven. We live for heaven. We go towards heaven.
弟兄姊妹，是他改变了我们的身份。
Brothers and sisters, it is He who has transformed and changed our birth.
他改变了我们的前途和结局。
Our position, our future.Our destiny.
弟兄姊妹，我们太荣耀了，都是因为他的爱，他的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, we are glorious because of His love, because of His Son.
所以罗马书第五章第五节讲到圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Romans chapter 5 tells us the Spirit of God has been poured out on us.
三个一的神都向我们表明他何等的爱我们。
The triune God has expressed the fullness of their love towards us.
最完全的爱，永远不改变的爱来爱我们。
The most complete, the love unchanging has loved us.
所以底下我们讲到这个爱，他永远不弃绝我们。
And when we talk about this love will never forsake us.
他永远不肯放弃我们的。
It will never let us go.
耶利米书三十一章告诉我们，他说他是用永远的爱爱我们，他用他的慈爱来吸引我们。
Jeremiah chapter 31 says, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn you.
很多的时候，当我们表现好的时候
，A lot of times, seemingly when our actions look good,
很多人夸奖我们。
A lot of people would praise us.
我们的父母可能也夸奖我们，奖励我们。
And perhaps our parents would reward us and praise us as well.
我想几个礼拜以前 ，Dr. Ekman 在这里讲的时候
，And a couple of weeks ago, when Dr. Ekman was here sharing with us,
讲到有一些的家是 performance based 的家庭。
And he shared on the topic and a notion that some of the families are very much performance based.
你一定要表现好才得到掌声，得到。
You need to perform well before you get an accolade, before you get a reward.
我们并不是那样子完全的被爱被接纳。
Though we are not completely accepted and received.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们地上的家庭。
This is our earthly home.
但是圣经上告诉我们，天父是那样子一个完全爱我们的主。
But the Scripture tells us that we have a heavenly Father that loves us completely.
他照着我们本相接纳我们，照着我们的本相爱我们。
He receives us. He loves us just as we are.
当我们在困难中，他帮助我们。
In difficulties and trials, He's our help.
当我们在各样的压力里面、痛苦中，他来安慰我们。
In pressure and sorrow, He's our comfort.
当我们失败、跌倒的时候
，When we've fallen, when we failed,
他还是照样的宽恕我们，帮助我们重新站起来。
He forgives us. He helps us to rise again.
弟兄姊妹，这是永远不肯丢弃我们的爱。
Friends, this is a love that will never ever let us go.
当那个浪子在外面把他父亲所有的钱都花光了。
When the prodigal son has squandered away everything that the father has given him.
满身都是猪臭味啊。
And when he has the stench of the swines.
当他再也活不下去，连猪吃的东西他都没有资格吃。
And when he comes to the point where he can no longer live, he didn't even have part with the food that the swine ate.
弟兄姊妹，我们中间今天有没有这样子的浪子啊？
Brothers, are there anyone among us that falls in that state today?
我们里面有说不出来的不满足、饥饿、痛苦。
Oh, there's a great dissatisfaction, pain, and the sense that I've been abandoned.
我们会改变，我们会怀疑，我们会得罪父亲。但是圣经上告诉我们，那个父亲永远爱我们。
We may change, we may doubt, we may question his love, but the Father's love will never change.
从浪子离开家的第一天，老父亲就站在那里，看着路的尽头。
From the very first day that son left home, the father stood on the porch waiting for his son to come home.
但是永远不肯放我们的爱。
It is a love that will never let us go.
在我软弱失败的时候。
When I was weak, when I failed.
在我碰到困难和挑战的时候。
When I have trials and difficulties.
在我信心软弱灰心的时候。
When my faith was lost, when I was in despair.
我最常听见仇敌对我讲的一句话。
The one thing that I hear often from the evil one.
就是你的神在哪里。
Where is your God?
然后弟兄姊妹，那个话真的是整个会打碎你这个人。
But it's just those words as if it was a hammer coming on me to crush me.
你已经够灰心，够软弱了。
You were already in despair.
你已经充满了害怕，充满了无助了。
You're full of fear, full of helplessness.
尤其当我失败的时候，你们已经充满了羞耻，充满了懊悔的时候。
Particularly when I've fallen, I'm full of shame and full of hopelessness.
而仇敌这时候火上加油。
And the enemy, he's as if he's fueling the fire.
你的神。在哪里
Where is your God?
记得主耶稣在十字架上说我的神我的神为什么离弃我
And when Jesus had cried out on the cross My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这就是一个他是担负我们罪恶被父神弃绝
He took up on sins That's why he was forsaken by the Father
这是所有里面觉得孤单被弃绝被忽略的人心中的感受
And this is the feeling and the emotions that anyone who's been neglected goes through.
但是那个不肯放我们的爱。
But I tell you this love that will not let us go.
我满身猪圈臭味回去，父亲看着抱着他，连连和他亲嘴。
We have the stink of pigs, but when we come home, our father embraces us and he cannot stop but to kiss us.
这是永远不失败的爱。
It's a love that will not fail.
我好几年前有一个 video， 本来我曾经放过，今天没有时间放了，因为我们有更好的 video。
Many years ago, there was a video that I would share with everyone, but today we had a better video.
讲到在一个很重要的比赛，大概400公尺的比赛。
And it was a 400-meter race.
有一个人一马当先跑第一名，跑得非常快，跟后面的人。
And there was a person he certainly exploded and was at the forefront of the race in front of all his competitors.
他跑到一半的时候，筋突然拉伤了，他滚在地上，倒在地上。
But in the middle of the race, he pulled his hamstring and he fell right on the racetrack.
那个镜头照到他痛苦的表情。
And the video closed in on his face and you see the agony on his face.
原来在他后面的人就一个一个的超过他，他那样无助的看着他们超过他。
And everyone that was behind him ran past him, helplessly he seed everybody passing him.
但这个人是个男子汉，他站起来拐着那个痛的腿继续跑。
This boy was a man. He got up, he held his leg, and he kept his race.
他非常痛苦，咬紧牙关在跑。
And you can see he was in agony. He kept running.
全场已经很感动，在为他欢呼了。
The whole stadium was in an uproar. They were cheering for him.
哪里晓得从观众席跑出来一个中年人，肥肥胖胖，非常壮的一个人。
Not to realize in the middle of this race, a heavy-set man ran out of the crowd.
他冲过了警卫，给他所有的拦阻，跑进去，让他的儿子架在他身上。陪他跑到终点。
He ran past all the security guards and he ran right to his son, where his son can cling onto his shoulders.
那就是他的爸爸。
That was his dad.
哦，全场感动得不得了。
The whole stadium was moved.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样子的爸爸。
Brothers and sisters, we need such a father.
就算地上没有，我们的天父永远爱我们。
Our father in this world is not like that, but we have a father in heaven that loves us unconditionally.
他说他从来不会丢弃我们的。
He will never forsake us.
所以不管在历代志上在约书亚记在申命记我们都读到类似的经文。
Rather in 1 Chronicles, rather it's in Deuteronomy, we see the same verses.
他说你要刚强壮胆的去行。
Be strong and of good courage.
不要惧怕也不要惊慌因为耶和华神就是我的神与你同在。
Do it, do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you.
他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
He will not leave you nor forsake you.
这句话是大卫对着他的儿子所罗门。
These are the words that the King David said to his son Solomon.
一个父亲对孩子的忠告。
And at the very conclusion of his life, his words to his son.
因为天上的爸爸就是这样子对待大卫。
Because the way my heavenly Father has treated me.
为什么叫你？不要害怕呢。
Why did he say, "Do not be of good courage"?
以赛亚书四十一章第十节告诉我们说：“你不要怕，因为我与你同在。”这是神说的。
Isaiah 41 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you." God said those words.
为什么不要惊慌呢？
Why is it that you do not need to be dismayed?
神说：“因为我是你的神。
And do not fear, because I am your God.
我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
I will strengthen you. I will help you.With my right hand, I will uphold you.
弟兄姊妹，不管你现在遭遇到什么难处，
it doesn't matter what difficulties you're facing now.
不管你现在经历到什么样子的痛苦，
it doesn't matter what pain that you're going through right now.
甚至不管你现在正在经历到多么深的失败和堕落，
I would even dare to say, it doesn't matter how deep of a failure you feel that you've fallen.
就像所有人都丢弃了我们，神从来不丢弃。
And even if everyone has forsaken you, I will let you know today that your God will never forsake you.
他在等候着我们回来。
He's waiting for us to come home.
我记得二十年前我跟于师母服事上很低落的时候，二十多年前。
About 20 some years ago, Pastor Nancy and I, we were in a valley of our service.
我的爸爸妈妈其实他们老人家最不喜欢出门。
And my parents, they really do not like to leave the house.
他们那时候就说我们陪你们出去走一走。
But they said, let's go have a vacation. Let's go out and walk a bit.
弟兄姊妹，他们陪着我们从这里开车坐到洛杉矶，坐到 San Diego. 我们两个真的像无头苍蝇，不知道干嘛，就一直开车。
We took a road trip with our parents, and we drove to LA, we drove to San Diego. We were completely lost. We were just aimlessly driving, didn't know where we were going.
他看我们不想回家，又陪我们坐到 Palm Springs 去，又再回来。你知道，那都是很远的路。
Discovered that we really didn't want to go home just yet, and they say, "Let's go to Palm Springs."
You know,
the roads are long.
冬天外面狂风暴雨的，但是他坐在车内。老父亲老母亲在那里安慰我们。
And the winter time, and we were in the bad weather, but we would keep driving, and while they were in the car, they kept comforting us.
天上的父神永远不丢弃我们。
Brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father, He will never forsake us.
渴望与我们亲近。
And He desires to draw near to us.
哎呀，父亲跟孩子，母亲跟孩子，那最重要的就是亲密的关系。
A father with their children, mother with their children, the most important part is the intimacy of the relationship.
我知道很多人对父亲都比较 distance， 因为觉得比较严格。
I know a lot of people feel more distant from their dads because dad seems more stern.
从小我们家六个孩子跟爸爸都很 distant.
And all six of all other five of my siblings, including myself, we all felt very distant from my dad.
因为他非常严格，而且极端的严格。
He is very, very stern.
我记得我还没上小学的时候，他偶尔会叫我到床上去，陪着他跟妈妈躺在床上讲讲话。
And I remember before I started grade school, my dad would tell me to come to bed with him and my mom that we would chat and talk a bit.
虽然不像老鼠被猫叫去聊天那么可怕。
Though it's not as dreadful as the mouse is being called and summoned by the cat to have a chat.
但是也差不多，我从来不享受，我都吓死了。
But I tell you, I was very much the same. I never really enjoy those moments.
所以我读中学的时候，我常常留在图书馆读到十点钟回家，因为有考试有竞争。
And in junior high, oftentimes I would study to 10 p.m. because oftentimes there'd be exams and competitions at school.
一方面我也是怕看到他。
But I would tell you at the same time I was fearful of seeing my dad.
直到有一天，当他被医生检查出来说他长了癌症。
Until one day, my dad was diagnosed with cancer.
他本来要被升到一个很高的官的。
He was actually going to see a very high promotion.
他为了这个辞掉了。
But because of his illness, he rejected it.
我记得那天他把我叫到他床边去，我那时候十七岁。
I remember that day, he summoned me into his room next to his bed. I was 17 years old.
就是除了我奶奶去世，我看过他放声哭以外。
Aside from my grandmother passing,that I've seen my dad crying out loud.
这是我第二次看见他掉眼泪。
It's the second time in my life I've seen my dad shed his tears.
他告诉我，虽然平常他对我们很严。
He said to me, Oftentimes I had to be very harsh with you guys.
可是他真的很爱我们。
But I really, really love you guys.
他说我不知道我还有多少年。
He said, I don't know how many more days I have left.
我希望你好好上进。
And I want you to work hard.
好好爱主。
I want you to love the Lord.
好好孝顺你妈。
I want you to honor your mom.
他一面讲一面流眼泪。
And as he was saying these words, tears were just falling from his face.
从那一天起我对他改观。
And from that day on,I have a whole different perspective of my dad.
我好像摸着了一个孤单的父亲。
And I felt a very lonely father.
我摸着了他里面最深的那个爱，那个真实的爱。
I touched upon the depth of his heart, that real and genuine love.
弟兄姊妹，不管你自己的爸爸多么严格，妈妈多么严格。
A brother, it doesn't matter how stern and how firm your mom or your dad may be.
不管他们用什么方式来表达他们对你的关心和爱。
And they may be demonstrating their love for you by different means and different methods.
就算你不喜欢。
Even you don't like the way they're expressing their love.
那个爱是真的。
I want to tell you that love is real.
那个爱是实在的。
That love is genuine.
他们里面也需要爱。
They themselves need love.
他们这么盼望跟孩子之间有亲密的关系。
And they long for that intimate relationship with their children.
当我父亲九十岁有 dementia 开始一直失忆的时候。
And when my father reached his 90s and he began to have dementia.
他不像从前那么异彩风华，那么有能干的，那么能干的人。
He was not as capable as he used to be when he was younger.
当我每次坐在他床边的时候
，And every time I sat next to his bed，
他常常是他的头靠着我的头
，And oftentimes he would just recline and lean his head upon my head。
我简直不能想象，不能相信，这是我从小怕的爸爸。
I could not imagine this was the father that I feared growing up。
父亲永远爱我们。
Our fathers always love us。
所以我希望我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹要常向父母表达对他们的爱。
Brothers and sisters, I am encouraging you often express your love toward your parents。
主动花时间跟爸妈联络，跟爸妈在一起。
Proactively, reach out to them, contact them, spend time with them。
希伯来书三章十七节讲到我们的神。
Zephaniah chapter 3speaks of our God。
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主。
The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one。
他在你中间必因你而欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
He will save, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
神好像在这里不再含蓄了，他就表达他对我们的需要和爱。
It's as if God is not holding it back. He is fully lavishing and expressing his love for us.
因为我们跟他同在，他欢欣快乐。
And because we are with him, he rejoices over us with gladness.
而看到我们喜乐，他甚至欢呼。
And because of our gladness, he will cry out.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界有谁这么在乎我们的感受？
Who in this world would care for us that much?
我们心情怎样，有谁管你？
And who cares about how we're feeling right now?
乃是这个父神这样子的爱我。
But this Father, he loves us always.
只要跟我们在一起，他就高兴。
As long as he knows he's with us, he rejoices.
只要看到我们高兴，他甚至欢呼了。
And when he sees that we are glad, he will sing over us.
弟兄姊妹啊，要爱神啊。
Brothers and sisters, love the Lord.
穆迪弟兄告诉我们，人所能犯最大的罪，就是不相信跟怀疑神的爱。
And brothers and sisters, Brother Moody tells us the greatest sin that we could ever commit is to doubt him and doubt his love.
我没有时间再去讲他亲自教育我们、栽培我们了。
I don't have time to talk about how he personally raises up and teaches us.
这么伟大的神，他亲自训练我们。
Such a great God, he personally teaches us.
他容许我们经过这个，容许我们碰到那个。
He allows us to go through this trial, allows us to face these things.
整个背后是他全身的爱，是他最高的智慧。
Behind it all is the fullness of his love, the greatest of his wisdom.
他要把我们塑造成一个最有价值的人。
And he wants to make us into a person of the greatest value.
他要让我们过一个最有意义的人生。
And he wants us to live a life that's the most meaningful, most of most purpose.
弟兄姊妹，今天是我们整个费米尼曼斯的总结。
Brothers and sisters, we conclude today of our family months.
我们用约书亚的祷告作为我们的祷告。
And we pray with the prayer of Joshua today.
在约书亚记第二十四章
Joshua chapter 24
十五节
verse 15
他说若是你以为侍奉耶和华不好你今天就去选择你要侍奉的神
if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord choose for yourself this day whom you will serve
是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢
whether the God which your father served that were on the other side of the river
或是你们所住在这地亚摩利人的神呢
or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell
到底你要拜谁你要追求谁
who are you going to worship who are you going to pursue
你自己去挑吧
go pick for yourself
但是至于我和我的家我必定侍奉耶和华
but as for me and my house We will serve the Lord.
这么伟大的神，这么爱我的主。
This great God who loves me.
我不侍奉他，我侍奉谁呢？
If I do not serve him, whom shall I serve?
你要挑，你去挑吧。我们全家侍奉神。
If you want to pick one, go pick. But my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为我们的家庭祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for our families.
在这个世代里面，没有一个迫害的工作像在家庭里面这么严重的。
I will tell you, in this generation, there's no greater destruction that has fallen to this time than the destruction of family.
夫妻之间，父母跟儿女之间都被仇敌迫害的。
Between husband and wives, between children and their parents,
都因为我们的心里面没有真正的来侍奉神。
All because we did not truly serve our God.
弟兄姊妹，约书亚在旷野里面那样子的呼喊。
Brothers and Joshua in the wilderness, he cried out.
你们到底要侍奉谁？
Whom will you serve?
Make your own choice.
Make a choice today.
我和我的家，我必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。